Good afternoon, everybody. And to begin with, this afternoon we will do some mindful movements. And so I'm going to guide these from standing, but there is an option if you prefer to follow along as best you can seated, if that's better for you. And of course, whatever I say, you know, really feeling free to adjust it to your body and what feels wise for you. But if it's okay, come to standing. Okay, yeah. Beginning with the feet about hip width apart and allowing the knees to be soft, so the knees are slightly bent, the arms just by the side of the body. And for a moment, if it feels okay, just letting the eyes close. And noticing how things feel right now after the lunchtime. Some sense of the thoughts and the feelings and the mood that's present. Taking time to notice, to be aware. And allowing the attention to come into the body, moving all the way down the body, down through the legs and into the feet. And here, really feeling those soles of the feet on the ground. So they're making that contact, that connection. And then letting the weight of the body just shift over to the right-hand side for you. I'll mirror you. And as you do that, maybe really sensing the weight of the body down through that right leg into the ground. And maybe just rocking backwards and forwards, a very tiny touch. And as you do that, maybe noticing the weight moving from the heel to the ball of the foot and back. And this really supports bringing the awareness into the body. And then very gently shifting over to the other side, so the weight of the body goes through the left. And again, rocking backwards and forwards just encourages gently the attention down into the foot. And then from there, very gently moving from one side to the other, from right to left, from left to right. So finding a flowing movement. Noticing how that feels. Just gently bringing the attention to the body. And then at this point it might be nice just to open the eyes a little. And as you go over to one side, you can let the opposite arm come across. So just beginning to move into a gentle twist. Maybe noticing the out-breath coming out a little more as you do this. So the heels can move as well. This is nice for the knees. The feet don't have to be completely stable. And the arms are really soft. Moving from side to side. And of course, finding what feels helpful for you, a slower movement, a bit more pace, whatever supports connection. And then slowly and gently can let the momentum of that begin to settle and returning to stillness, maybe bringing the feet a little closer together, and taking a moment to absorb the effects of the movement. So how does that feel now? Maybe warmth or tingling, heart rate or the breath a little different. And then from there we can bring the arms into the movement. So now as the breath comes in, almost as if you're scooping up some air, the palms facing upwards. And the fingertips just coming to touch, and then as the breath goes out, those arms can come all the way down. So as the breath goes in, arms just floating all the way up. And breathing out as you release down. So continuing this movement, finding your own pace and letting the breath guide the movement. And as you do this, the attention can really come into the body. So noticing the palms of the hands. What's happening in the palms of the hands? Again, maybe a feeling of some tingles or movement through the air. Aware of the shoulders. So the shoulders, muscles in the shoulders really moving. And then if you wish here too, the option to really open the chest as those arms come up. And look up. And then to ever so slightly round the back as those arms come down. So opening the chest and looking up and rounding the back as the arms come down. The knees can bend here too a little if you wish. You're making it yours. And this time the arms can stay pointing upwards to the ceiling. And on and out breath. Releasing down. So again, taking a moment to pause and to feel the effect of the movement. Tingling or warm, perhaps. Feeling the feet on the ground and the breath in the body. Present here and now. And then now the feet can be a little bit wider and the arms just on the hips. And here we can make some circles. So again, many options here can be very small, subtle movements. You might want to explore the wide range of the movement. So this is about really listening and sensing what would be supportive for your body today. And sometimes if we're feeling a bit sleepy in the afternoon, it's nicer to move a bit more quickly. Other times the slow, subtle movement is supportive. As much as feels possible, bringing a friendly attitude to the body as we do this. Letting this be an expression of care for the body. And then seeing how it is to move in the opposite direction. Maybe some parts of the circle feel quite smooth, others a little more tricky. And noticing how it is to be with those different sensations. Breathing with the movement. And again, gently coming to stillness. Taking time to absorb the effect. Noticing how it is to stand here at Gaia House, the sun streaming through the windows, sounds of the birds, and then from here you can bring the feet together, or fairly close together, and bend the knees a little bit, and so the hands can just be above the kneecaps or on the kneecaps. And here we can make some circles with the knees. So bringing a gentle curiosity to this movement. The ankles are involved and the knees are involved. And then moving the other way, reversing the direction. And then from here, if it feels okay for you, with those knees bent, the hands can be there, you can begin to fold forward over those thighs. And this may be enough just to come to here, or if you're used to doing forward bends, really folding forward over those thighs. But also feeling free just to stay here, if that's nice. Ah, so the back of the neck is soft. And the out-breath can really be released. And whenever you feel ready, very gently curling back up. And as you curl back up, the arms can join in, fingertips pointing to the ceiling, and on that out-breath, releasing down. Feet on the floor, breath in the body, present. So now there are a couple of minutes. If there are any other stretches that would suit your body, maybe just listening inwardly if there's something that your body is asking for, stretching up, stretching forward, a gentle twist, feeling free just to take care. So as we begin the practice, taking a moment to be aware of the thoughts and the feelings that are present here and now. Maybe you feel quite similar to how you were last night when you arrived, maybe quite different. Just noticing and remembering that in this metta practice we're bringing friendliness to whatever's here, to the thoughts and the sensations, to the feelings. So the practice isn't a demand that we feel a particular way, but instead bringing friendliness to whatever's here, moment to moment. So, beginning to really establish the sense of a base by letting the attention come into the legs and the feet, and that feeling of the ground beneath you. So noticing what that feels like right now. It might be the soles of the feet or the legs. Feeling that contact, that connection, connected to the earth. And if it feels useful, there's the image of a tree with its roots deep down into the earth. And a tree with deep roots is more stable when the weather changes. And so too with us, when we can really feel this sense of being grounded, connected, down through the legs and the feet. Noticing what it's like to bring the attention down in this way. And letting the contact with the ground be there in the background of awareness. Really taking your seat here and now. So the back of the legs, the buttocks, whole area we can sense as a seat. Arriving in the seat, taking your seat. Again, it can be so supportive to feel this connection. Offering a sense of steadiness in the midst of what's here. So feeling the ground and taking your seat. Also checking in with other parts of the body and noticing the hands. A gentle intention to let the hands be at ease, the fingers and thumbs. noticing the shoulders. How do they feel right now? And maybe areas that feel a bit more tense, areas of ease. Giving the attention to the shoulders. Being aware of the face, soft intention to let go of any frown, to allow all those muscles around the eyes to be soft. And to let the jaw be at ease. And then from here, widening and broadening to a sense of the whole of the body. Just here, breathing. Feeling the in-breath and out-breath. So you may notice as we sit here with the body and the breath that the attention can be flavored by that quality of friendliness and warmth and care and meeting the body, meeting the breath. To support this even more, if it feels okay, bringing to mind a person or a being who for you is an easy place to begin this practice of friendliness. So maybe someone who's cared for you, looked out for you, someone you admire, maybe somebody that you've never met, but brings forth this quality. Perhaps a pet who's loving, pleased to see you, seeing who comes to mind, an image or a sense of this being. Maybe there's a sense of their face, maybe a smile. How does it feel to be in the presence of this person, this being? To begin to feel the friendliness. staying in touch with the body, with the breath as you do this. And from time to time we can begin to drop in some phrases, silently using some phrases. And this is just like dropping a pebble into a pond and noticing the ripples, sensitive to the ripples. So from time to time just dropping in some phrases, wishing this person or being well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Staying connected with the body and the breath as you offer the phrases. Noticing what happens in those moments when you notice the attention has been drawn perhaps into some stories, train of thought. As much as feels possible, really letting in. It's okay. It's okay. These moments too are met with a wholehearted friendliness. It's okay. Just what our minds do. So then the intention to again connect with the body and the breath, the image or the sense of this person, being, open to feeling their presence as you wish them well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Again, really sensing the body and the breath. And gently allowing the sense of that person or being to fade into the background. Really feeling that contact with the ground and the seat. Feeling the breathing. Then very gently, if it feels okay, beginning to offer these phrases to yourself. Remembering this isn't a demand, we feel a particular way, but just inclining the mind to bring a friendly attitude to whatever's here. Attitude of care and warmth and kindness. May I be safe and well. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. Dropping in the phrases and sensitive to their effect. At times you may explore simply the words safe and well. Peaceful. Ease. Feel or imagine that these good wishes can permeate the body. Sometimes perhaps a sense of surrounding the body in the space. Suffusing the body. Feeling the breath, feeling the body, and dropping in these good wishes. Remembering that This friendliness practice is not a demand to feel a particular way, but an intention, an attitude of care and friendliness. So if there's sleepiness or restlessness, being open maybe to letting the friendliness meet that too, can be included. Again, checking in with the body and the breath. This ground for the practice. And if it feels okay, letting the sense of friendliness be wider and broader and including all of us as we practice together this afternoon, and being open to offering and receiving these good wishes. May we be safe and well. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease in the midst of the joys and the sorrows of life. May we live with ease. Offering and receiving good wishes. Letting the sense of friendliness become wider and broader still. Feel or imagine it can extend out in all directions, to the north and south, east and west, above and below, in all directions. Including all the different beings in these directions. beings be safe and well. May all beings be peaceful. And in the midst of the joys and sorrows of this life, may all beings live with ease. May all beings be free. As we come towards the end of this particular practice, just allowing any images or phrases to gently fade into the background, returning to the simplicity of this moment, sense of the whole body sitting here, breathing. Taking time to be still. As you move into the walking meditation practice, you may also choose to see what it's like to have a background intention of just noticing what's lovely or what's beautiful, what's okay. As you may well know, we have a very understandable tendency to be on the lookout for what's not okay, what's threatening, what's difficult. There are very good reasons why our minds work like that, but just noticing, again, not as a very busy project, just as an intention, what's lovely, what's okay, and taking time to let those things in, to savor them.